9. Queen Alice.
Well, this is grand, said Alice. She got up and walked around for a while, but the crown felt very heavy and strange, so she sat down again. Then she noticed that the Red Queen and the White Queen were now sitting on either side of her. How they had got there, she had no idea. But she was not at all surprised. Nothing could surprise her now in the looking-glass world.
Now I am a queen, said Alice. Does this mean that the game of chess has finished, or...
Speak when you're spoken to, the Red Queen said. Think before you speak, and write it down afterwards.
But I only... Alice began.
And you can't be a queen, the Red Queen went on, until you've done your lessons. Are you good at sums? The White Queen asked. What's one and one and one and one and one and one and one?
I don't know, said Alice. I lost count. But why?
She can't do sums, said the Red Queen. What about languages? And can you read?
Of course I can read, Alice said. And I know a little French, but I really don't see why...
It's clear, said the White Queen, shaking her head sadly, that she wants to argue about something. But she doesn't know what to argue about.
Alice decided it would be safer to say nothing, and for a while there was silence. Then the Red Queen said to the White Queen, I invite you to Alice's party this afternoon.
And I invite you,
the White Queen replied. But I must have a rest first, she went on. I am so sleepy.
And so must I, said the Red Queen.
She looked at Alice. You can sing to us, to help us sleep. Then the two queens put their heads against Alice's shoulders. In a moment they were both asleep and snoring loudly.